We've collected these Bulldog t-shirts and sweatshirts and sweatpants and golf shirts and, you know, from every activity and all sizes. And they have been laundered by Susie Beck, one of our teachers at the middle school, all summer long. And then this afternoon, we have a group of Bright Futures volunteers coming in to sort those donated items into sizes. And they will be available in the high school commons during 9 to 4. On August 9th, and so our families who are participating in this needs-based event can come by and pick up a Bulldog shirt so that they can feel a part of things too. So we're really excited about this new event. We've had a lot of help from Christian Women United, and at the thrift shop, they have pulled things for us as they've seen them come through. Wenda Seymour's been very faithful in getting things to me. Hy-Vee collected items, the district office collected items for us. Again, it's just a whole community effort to make this happen to our families. The school supplies that we will be handing out through Bright Futures are there for families in need. We know that as families prepare to get ready to go back to school, there are a lot of financial demands to get clothing and shoes and backpacks and supplies and pay fees for organizations and clubs. And so what a generous community Trenton is. Lynn Griffin has just been an outstanding volunteer. She's been on our planning team. She worked with Elizabeth and Abby at Grundy County Health Department, and they got the supply thing all figured out. And Lynn, with a lot of help from her church, the Children's Church at First Christian and Impact 412, which is a youth group combined churches of Wesley and First Christian and Hodge Presbyterian, have worked hard to pack these supplies and shop for supplies as they've come in. So we set a goal of how many backpacks we wanted to have packed with the supplies requested for each grade level, all the way preschool through senior year in high school, even including some art supplies that were requested. And we are going to be able to meet our goal to provide those things, to have them available on Thursday. So for families who have a need for this service, you know, if getting these supplies for your kids is going to be a real financial burden and you need some help, that's who we want to serve. And we want to see you come by from 9 to 4 and get those supplies. We do prefer that parents come with the students to get those supplies at the high school on Thursday. The Bright Futures participants, who are Trenton R9 students, would pick up the backpack at the high school, and some of the essential supplies would be missing from their backpack. They then would go to the First Christian Church and participate in the events with the health department. And by participating in their health screenings, they can finish getting the supplies they need. If we would have a family move in or a situation where they couldn't attend that day, they could contact me at Risler Elementary and we could see what we could possibly do to help them get their supplies.